Coming up on 22 minutes after 11, I'm Nick Harcourt, your host. It is Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW. It's been a little while since American Music Club made a record. Been a while since Mark Eitzel was here, actually. I think you were here in my first ever week on the air here about 6 or so years ago. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing the band in. We obviously want to talk about the reuniting of this band, 10 years, I think, in between records. But we'll let you play a set of music. We'll come back. We'll catch up with some conversation. American Music Club on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
Well, nothing ever seems to make you. Just plain to me. Is there no joy in you? Well, come on, you know we're all waiting. Your broken heart might bring you to heaven, to heaven. But it will not bring you another morning. Does you wrong, you give away your whole life to prove it. You wear your pain with pride, you refuse to remove it. You become the evil that plays with you like a doll. Oh, but babe, big rules only make our lives small. Was your voice never heard? Well, come on, you know we're all listening. Just only bring you a prison, a prison, but it will not bring you another morning, another morning with Kathleen. And now you're the big expert with the truth. Now you're all apple pie and you're bulletproof. There must have been a short 5 minutes somewhere in your youth when you laughed like water breaking over the broken land. When you laughed like the wind burning the sun blind on your face. When you laughed like water breaking over the broken dam. When you laughed like the starting gun at the start of a race. Come on, let's go smash all the violins at the symphony.
Next song is called Patriot's Heart.
If you wanna see something patriotic, well, there's this stripper. He don't look that good, but he has all-American smile that fills his underwear with all the lonely dollars from all the lonely men whom no one ever suffers, who wait around this bar spending all their lonely hours, but they're already gone. No one's running for cover. The farther you run away, the more you have to hide in the dark, white as the worm.
crawls in the patriot's heart. It was so red, white, and blue, the way he works the bar, selling his embraces like Mr. President or some fallen star. And no one here cares, babe, if you're worldly or wise. They're just looking for men with sin in their eyes. And he always says the same thing. He says, so how are you doing, babe? I'm your rod and your staff, and for a tip you can touch me. And after a few tequilas, well, he becomes something holy. And this crappy little bar with its sweating rims and its mildewed ceiling is more full of love, yeah, than even natural selection. And dollar for dollar, babe, it's a better bargain. The more you pay, the more.
No. Okay, this song is about Chicago, and it's called Bookstore. I was living there for a while, and everything in this song happened. One day I left my room in the evening. It was freezing, the sidewalk shining. Oh, but it was okay. I wasn't lonely, I wasn't no one. I was just hoping for a bookstore like the one I prayed for, and the music they play there would be Dinosaur Jr., and the people who work there would be super skinny and super unfriendly, and that would make me happy, and that would make me happy. I'm only lonely when I'm talking to you. Yeah, I should have told you that I just can't handle your endless sorrow. All I wanted from you was a little tomorrow. But it's okay, I found a bookstore, and I bought Saul Bellow, a book about old ruins, for my mother. You never met her, she liked Manhattans, they taste like mouthwash. She understood how to be alone.
Morning becomes eclectic. Ouch.
Sorry about that.
Anybody get hurt?
No.
Okay. It's 9.9 KCRW, our guest in studio, American Music Club, and a set of music to get us underway with. Let's catch up a little bit. Last time I saw you, Mark, obviously was on one of your solo records. I don't remember which
one.
One
of the many, sure.
It was about six or so years ago. And American Music Club, I guess you guys called it quits first time around about 10 years ago, right?
That's correct, right.
Now, I believe that unlike most bands that decide that they don't want to play together anymore, this was actually an amicable thing. You guys felt that it had run its course and you sort of went off your own.
Yeah, exactly. We all kind of agreed that it was over for a while, and but me and Voody and Danny and Tim all kept in touch over the years. So.
Now I'm guessing you weren't like, you know, kicking back like lying next to the swimming pool, like, you know.
No, we were all
what
broke.
Pool?
We had to start working. We had to, you know,
give me a swimming pool. I'll kick back. Don't worry.
We had to get back to our full time jobs.
Well, tell us what you did independently, if you can do, just very briefly. I mean, obviously you had to work. You got to make a living. What did you do, for example?
Well, I'm Danny, and I became an electrician. and installed solar electric systems and built my own house and, you know, raised some kids.
Did you carry on playing music?
Yeah, I started a band called Clodhopper. I moved to Montana, like a hillbilly band.
Right.
It had Jeff Amend in it from Pearl Jam. It was just fun. And I just recently did a solo record that Tim, our drummer, recorded in our, in his studio. I can't say it's ours, but AMC kind of took it over.
What did Tim do? I don't know if he has a microphone. Maybe he can't talk.
He recorded it, but he is the drummer in the band, and he recorded the new record too, the new American Music Club.
Right.
He started a recording studio in San Francisco called Closer.
Right.
Where we, you know, when other bands weren't working there, we recorded our record. So, and Voody was with the Swans for a while.
Oh, here's Voody.
I became a drifter. And I've done various odd jobs over the years.
So how did it come about that it was time for you guys to put it back together? Who made the phone call?
I made a phone call about 4 years ago to Voody, and I came down and stayed with him for about 2 weeks, and got him to say perhaps. And then about 2 years later, Tim called me. I was living in Chicago, and he said, "Look, I own a studio. When you come out here, let's give it a shot." And I came out, and the very first time we played together, we recorded a track, and that was another morning. And I had a band in Chicago, and they were great, but this is the best band I've had in 10 years. It was amazing. It was just great.
Now, so, did you have a batch of songs that you were, you know, going to record for a solo album at the time?
I had already recorded about 7 songs with Jay Bennett in Chicago, and I just scrapped the whole project, and because this was going to be better, I thought.
So once you made the decision, obviously you're going to make a record, then the next thing is, are we going to tour this? And as you said, I mean, you know, you got other things going on in your life. Was that an easy decision to make, to actually put the band back on the road?
It's very difficult. I mean,
simple, really.
Well, Voody, he drives a city bus here in L.A., you know, and him and his, tell me if this is wrong.
I've heard.
Tell me if this is wrong. You and your boss bonded over a love of Motorhead.
Well, really, I don't. No.
Should we be scared right now?
No.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so
we were talking about Judas Priest one day.
Okay.
My friend and I. I don't know what that has to do with it.
Well, it's
not germane to anything really, except here we are.
Well, I guess the question the question was, like, was it easy to sort of put the band back on the road? How did you guys come about come around to doing that? I mean, you toured Europe earlier on this year. Was it an easy decision to make?
It was, you know, once you get an agent and they book the shows, it's incredible that there's still people that are interested in losing money on this outfit. But, you know, it's been written in books. So, don't touch them. Don't. But here we are.
Booking a gig is always a good way to get a band out there, though, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, did you guys enjoy going to Europe this year? I mean, there's a lot of fans over there.
Yeah, we had a great time, actually. You know, it's actually we did okay.
So how's it feeling? I mean, I got to ask the question. You know, once you make the record, you get out there on the road. I mean, we live in very different times from when you guys were working together,
right?
10 years ago, 20 years ago, for that matter, when you first put the band together. How is it being out there with this collection of songs? And maybe you can talk us through the collection of songs.
It's okay. You know, it's you know, I think it's fine. I mean, it's basically people, you know, like we have some people who just want to hear the old stuff, and some people who want to hear my solo stuff. And so but usually we play everything. We play things, well, old stuff and new stuff. We combine them, and they seem to work together, so it's okay.
And you notice that, like, you go to Europe, and it's kind of, it's just Europe, and you come here and travel America, and everyone's spooked.
Yeah.
You know, the new vibe of post 9/11. It's like
you can
feel it. You know, we haven't been out on the road together in 10 years, and now it's. Hey.
Well, can you describe that? I mean, obviously, it's such a different experience.
It's like this undercurrent, you know, that you just notice everywhere. Everyone's spooked.
Is that something that affects the shows? Is it something you feed on? I mean, I guess you're talking about the sort of underlying current of fear that's out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, fear. Fear sells, and they bought the fear to elect this guy. But I don't know. I mean, we're kind of, you know, we're very open about our political affiliations, and we make it pretty clear. And I think most people are kind of sick of hearing it at this point. It's just like, oh no, okay, fine, you know. But so we just kind of go through the songs, and all these songs were written kind of under the cloud, of what's going to be the future of this country, I think.
So you just wrapped up this tour, you told me, yesterday?
Yes.
You got an in-store tonight, though, I believe, at Amoeba
right.
at 7 o'clock. And what's next?
Well, we're doing a European tour beginning January 12th for a month again, and then we're going to start another American Music Hub record right after that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw it back to you guys for another set of music. Guests in studio this morning are American Music Club. There is an album out called Love Songs for Patriots that we're going to get them to sign a few copies of and give away at the end of the set.
Whoa, sorry, microphone.
And I will throw it back to you for another set of music.
All right. It's called Only Love Can Set You Free. Only a way to give your heart to the enemy. But if the blow that knocks you out is the one you don't see, then why bother fighting?
I've been so lucky.
And this next song is called Home. It's about, well, it's pretty obvious what it's about. Okay. Called Hotel Bar. Well, here's the story of the incredible shrinking man, of a fatal disappointment that he greets with a frozen margarita grin. You can see me blank in time to the hour hand. See my funny red nose, jokes, a memory fade. If
buy lottery tickets, I'll win one day. A pile of dead scratches with the gold and silver scratched away. But I know my horseshoe wreath, it'll surely bloom. If I wait in the hotel bar all afternoon. Columbia Hotel. Before that, they ought to give me a fabulous prize. Like a lifetime room for a life that slipped away. A place to hide the asphalt and tarmac in my eyes. If I buy I'll see Ed McMahon and his beautiful models emerge from the Columbia gloom. With big smiles for the life I've led, and yeah, all the joy I've made. He'll give me a wad of paper and, oh yes, every single one of my favorite balloons. And I'll make a kick-ass speech about how I never let the bastards kill my soul. About how those who pound the sun to the dawn pound on the walls of doom and push back the vacuum in a world without heroes or supermen. About how being a star means you must catch no shadow across the room. I'm a king, I know. On my tomb.
Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCIW. Our guests in studio this morning, American Music Club. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks,
and I know you could have had a nice lie in bed this morning.
Oh, no, I didn't want a nice lie in bed. Forget it.
There's a show tonight. There's a show tonight at 7 o'clock. You'll be doing a short performance up at Amoeba, right?
That's right.
Well, congratulations on the record and continued success with wherever else American Music Club goes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. My thanks to the band for coming in and, of course, to everybody who made it happen. And there's a whole bunch of people for us to get to. Christina at Merge Records, thank you so much. Mario Diaz, our sound engineer in studio this morning. James Brenner was the band sound engineer, and Mark Sanchez, our sound intern. Jennifer Jensen, our web video producer. Whitney Alderson, our production assistant in studio. And a very special thanks to Matt Malmquist and John Lewis as well. Arianna Morgenstern is the producer of Morning Becomes Eclectic. Tomorrow, Alison Krauss will be here with Union Station. We have 5 autographed copies of the New American Music Club CD, Love Songs for Patriots, to give away to our subscribers. We'll do that in just a moment's time. Stay close. This is KCRW Santa Monica, KCRI Indio Palm Springs, KCRY Mojave in the Antelope Valley, and KCRU Oxnard Ventura. KCRW is subscriber-supported radio, hand-picked music.